This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world, and happy 4th of July, Declaration of Independence. It's great to be an American citizen, a citizen of one of the several states, or one of the people of the several states, as the Constitution has for our representatives. I don't think people understand how blessed we are as a people. It just irks me to no end. We are so blessed by where we land in the world. Our birthright is so important. To be born in one of the several states or be naturalized and be able to be here legally. And these people, I didn't get it done in time. I didn't get home in time, but I'm going to play at the beginning of next hour, I think, on the national anthem. Let's just honor our flag. Like this Olympic gal up there. Unequivocally, Americans got to start standing up. And if you dishonor our flag, you are dishonoring our country. You are dishonoring all the people that have fought and that are injured. And that person should not, they just should be automatically out, gone, title stripped. That woman, that piece of garbage that's insulted by our national anthem, there's got to be no wiggle room here, folks. We're under assault in this country for our freedoms. They hang by a thread. And these teams, all these people, they should be fired. Just don't watch them. I don't even know who played football this year. I used to follow football all the time. I have no interest in it. It makes me sick now to think about football. And the thing is, if these people will sell out for money to China, what makes me think the whole thing isn't rigged? Everything else is rigged. I never watch football again, ever. I'm done. I don't care what they do. They can get down and repent. What I have no interest in football. Sports, I have no interest. It's not a sport anymore. It's a propaganda machine. That's all it is. China has taken over so many aspects of our country. We have a Chinese communist that's got dementia in the White House. Another one there, Kamala. She's another comrade. They're all over the place. They're in our universities. They're in Hollywood. They're in our schools. Everywhere. This just isn't plain Marxism. It's communism, folks. Marxism leads to communism, and we're in it knee deep. And this, like this Juneteenth nonsense, I could give a rat's rump about the holiday. Celebrate July 4th and become an American citizen. If you don't, I don't care about you. I'm sorry. It's irrelevant. Shouldn't be a national holiday. Yeah, it's great you're free. This is the greatest country that's ever been on planet Earth. Is it perfect? No. But Christ said, let he who is without sin cast the first stone. These people are so evil. They're racist, they're communist, they're Marxist, anarchist. You name it. Totalitarianism, they love dictatorship. I, you insulted me, and I stand above all of you other people that fought and died so I could stand here and dishonor my country. No, thank you. They should be totally ostracized out. You don't want to be here. Get the heck out of here. Go back to wherever you want to go. Go to Cuba. Go to Africa. Go to the Middle East. You love them Muslims. I don't care where you go. Get out of here. You aren't proud to be an American. You have no business being here. Doesn't hurt to protest. That's fine. But you got to have enough knowledge and enough intelligence to know you do not do it in certain areas. Period. You don't go to funerals like some people were doing on people that had died. You don't do it at the sports arena. You sure the heck don't do it at the Olympics when you're representing the United States of America, our country. I'm sorry. You're out, gone, bye. No excuses. I ran a company and I grossed up to $2 million and I had 13 employees at one time. There's only two rules. Thou shalt not lie on anything that's serious, and thou shalt not steal. And if I catch you doing either one, there's no negotiation. You are fired. End of story. I can't have liars about me on major stuff. A dump switch, I've done it myself. All I want to know is the truth, so we can go to the customer and tell them what happened. You're not going to get fired. I'm not going to shout at you. But if you lie about it and I catch you at it, you're gone. There has to be some serious rules. There has to be a rule of law. And we have a country right now, the rule of law is gone. The courts are rigged. There are no constitutional courts except the Supreme Court of the United States. And I'm telling you what, it's got major problems. The Moonies, which have fought all the way through the tax court, which was nonsense, I'll go over. They fought through the United States District Court, which is an Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, legislative court, where the judge represents the court. The court's under the plenary power of Congress, into the Court of Claims, which is an Article 1 court, another legislative court, into the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, that is a, quote, specialized Article 3, I found out. What the heck is that? I have not a clue. It's not an Article 3 court. There's no rule of law there. And now we're in the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, what is amazing, docket number 20-1714, 20-1714. Do you know how many people have filed in a friend of the court? None. Amicus curies. I've got several people, I think, this week who are going to file in amicus curies. I'll do all the work. They have a rule. They don't want to hear from the peasants. So imagine living in a country and you can't get access to one constitutional court. You can't make this stuff up. There are none in the several states because there's no elections for any public officers. They printed the National Voter Registration Act, 1993. They were trying to upgrade it with this HR1, but it's already, we've already got nationalized the elections. If you, anybody would read this stuff, it's only for citizens of the United States, but worse than that, which is if people understood what it is, you would not claim that as your main birthright. You just can't make this stuff up. They say it's only for federal offices. Well, you know, the last time I checked, now what do I know? I was taught the several states were sovereign countries. They have their own laws, their own constitutions, and they're supposed to have what's called public officers. Now, I asked the question, a simple one. If there are no elections for the public officers, how do those offices get filled? It's a real simple question. How do they get filled? What is an office? And I'm not talking about a building. An office is a limited delegation of power from we the people. We the people that have unalienable rights from the Creator, the only place in the world like that, law of nature. We did a limited delegation of power to whichever one of these several states we are domiciled in, not residents residing, because you can have, you can do a lot of residing and a lot of residence. You can only have one domicile, and you have to claim to be a citizen of that state, citizen of California, citizen of New York, citizen of Florida, citizen of Texas. When you claim that and a domicile, you have a birthright, and that birthright entitles you to three things. The inalienable rights from the Creator, the law of nature, and it gives you civil rights and it gives you political rights. Three things to be a citizen of Texas. What does a citizen of the United States give you? There's no inalienable rights from the Creator because it was established, created, in 14 Stat 27 in 1866 to have the same rights as white citizens. That ought to be a wake-up call right there. Where's all these dang racist race baiters? Where is that? It's the first Civil Rights Act, 1866. A citizen of the United States has no inalienable rights because it was established by Congress. It's not a corporation. It's we can assume the character. People get that mixed up. Why? A corporation will have a secretary that has a dead hand, it's called, or a stamp, a seal. That's the signature of a corporation. Corporations have a seal. We don't have seals. What we do, we assume the character, and then we authenticate it by our signature. We're assuming the character. That's Slaughterhouse Crookshank. Many more cases on that. So I'm not a corporation, but I say I'm a citizen of the United States. That's a misnomer. It's going around the Patriot Movement. We have to have knowledge, Jose. My people die for a lack of knowledge. And who has political rights? Virginia case, 1879, goes in great detail about political rights. Nothing changed with the 13th and the 14th Amendments or the 15th. They didn't change a damn thing. All Congress is supposed to do is if the state actors or the state laws are discriminatory is say you can't do that. That's it. It's like an overseer say, we allow you to play in the sand down there in your world, but you can't do this. That's it. Supreme Court said, and if the states stay within their realm of not discriminatory actions, Congress is supposed to not be doing a damn thing as a citizen of the United States because they can't reach you and me. They don't have police power. Except in forts, arsenals, needful buildings. They don't have it. States have police power. This thing is so upside down. But we're not taught any. I wasn't taught any of this when I went to high school. I'll tell you, I paid attention. I was a valedictorian in my county, and I should have been the one for the Midway, but I could have cared less because we had two political gals there. I went into the military early, and to hell with it. Who cared? My mom said it's irrelevant. You got all the awards anyway every year, so who cares? It's irrelevant. If they have to lie to get it, it's irrelevant. I agree. What happened? Why is it so important on our flag? So I'm going to play a thing here at the top of next hour. I didn't get it done in time, but Francis Scott Key went out on a ship and talked to the people that they negotiated to swap our prisoners with the ones that we had of the English. And England took all their ships, their whole fleet, and went after our flag. The flag of the United States, it's actually called, technically, they call it flag of the United States of America. That's fine. It's still not legally that, but in no way am I going to dishonor that flag. And who kept it up all night? Kept getting hit over and over and over and over and over and over. Men held it up. They died. They replaced them. They didn't never let it touch the ground. That's why you don't let the flag of the United States touch the ground. It's an honor. You cannot. If those people died to keep it standing, we do not let the flag touch the ground. We do not dishonor our flag, because that is dishonoring not only all the men that fought and died so that you and I have such blessings, and all the people that have fought and died since then, and are wounded, that have no legs, no arms, or their loved one is sitting 6 feet under. And when anybody dishonors that, the people in the stadiums ought to get up and just, if the athletes, they ought to just get up and walk out. You're spitting on the people that allow you the freedoms that we have. You're spitting on them. You're dishonoring them. You're garbage. And these people that lose their loved ones with their families, and it's just unbelievable. I've heard people say that when the cries that they do is just unbelievable. I've experienced it. I lost Cheryl. We've been married too much. I lost it for about an hour. It's just really hard to accept. And these people, these garbage. And we don't owe anybody any damn thing in this country. Slavery's been over for one hell of a long time. And to go rob a store, and, oh, I want to get my TV. Because you owe me. No, I don't think so. If I owned that store, I'd be sitting inside with a sign on it that said, enter at your own risk because you're going out feet first. Bye-bye, and I'd shoot the suckers. I'm sorry, I would. I have a right to defend my property. Give them warning. Oh, absolutely. Come in my store. They're leaving feet first. End of story. Back in a minute.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're back. I'm encouraged. I'm seeing some of these people are finally starting to go to the school boards. I guess, when I was going to school, they had their open meetings and the parents went their PTA meetings and there weren't no unions there saying, oh, or whatever, we're not going to tell you what we're teaching or none of that nonsense. I don't know how the unions got in their nose in the door. Somehow they're in charge. And then they sit at home all year and get paid. Now that's a dang good deal. And then they want to get around and teach garbage. This race nonsense. Sex and lower kindergarten, all this nonsense. Crazy. Beyond belief. I know if I had any children, they'd be homeschooled. If I could figure out a way to do it, and I would. These public schools suck, man. And the homeschoolers always outperform the ones that go to the public school. I don't know. You see some of these talk show people go out and ask some of the most simplest questions. They don't have a clue. People that are grown, that are in college age, what have they been doing all those years? They have no idea. It's shocking. Americans need to get some backbone. And if we don't fight, we're going to lose it. And that's just the way it is. And I like one of my most favorite sayings is by Samuel Adams. Contemplate the mangled bodies of your countrymen and then ask yourself, what should be the reward of such sacrifices? If ye love wealth better than freedom, the tranquility of servitude, then the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsel or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands that feed you. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may prosperity forget that ye were our countrymen. That says it in a nutshell. That says it in a nutshell. I never went to war. The little games that I played in Fort Leonard was enough to enlighten me. And I have no way to know. When you're out there and your life's out there, like people who went to Vietnam, especially when you know that the dang country isn't behind you, that you capture the damn hill and turn around and give it back and then capture it again. And the war was based on the count of men died instead of on capturing land, which is ludicrous. Body count. We're getting into these wars without wanting to win. Of course, the Johnsons got a lot of money. They made a lot of money on their helicopter business and everything else. The industrial complex. How do we get here? I can't tell you how we got here because they've been sneaking into our schools. They don't teach us what's really going on. We're not taught critical thinking. God, when I went to school, grade school, I went to one-room schoolhouse. We had all kinds of contests on math, on spelling, and pie suppers, all kinds of competition stuff. And the church was a big part of it. Lutheran church. Religion. Not today. If we don't get back to being to God and Christians, we're going to lose this country. That's what it's all about. Washington said, I think it was one something, this country can't be, if we don't have any morals, we're done. You can't put immoral people, you can't put the evil, you can't put the minions of the Satan in charge. And what is so astounding is people don't understand citizenship or birthright is so important. Esau in the Bible, he gave his up for some lentil beans and porridge. The Creator was really not happy. Because when we give our birthright, our whole life is about our birthright. We have unalienable rights from the Creator, a soul, law of nature. We have civil rights. And what's really important, we have political rights where we give a limited delegation of power through the Constitution of the several states and then a more limited power to the government of the United States. And it's not taught. It's just, it isn't taught. And that's just amazing. I am making headway in Alaska. I finally, the last time, went to the 65 show Republicans. There weren't that many over there this last time at the meeting because they went to a house instead of a... Well, big back in the moon.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we're back. I tell you what, we got a problem when a guy from Kansas, a farm boy from Kansas, can start reading Supreme Court decisions, a recent one, and see holes in them. We got something really wrong. I guarantee you, there is no getting around it. This latest one that they did, it's amazing for Arizona. It was good. It was a real good thing that they held. Well, what's amazing, they don't go into the elective franchise. They don't go into the right of suffrage. They mention elector. And what's amazing, if you go into the case for qualifications, it said that officer of the state of Alaska must be a qualified elector thereof, but a mere employee of the state need only be a citizen of the United States. How about those apples? Stop and think about that one. That's a 1938 case. An officer of the state of Arizona must be a qualified elector thereof, but a mere employee of the state need only be a citizen of the United States. To hold down there the elector, you have to be an elector to hold an office. But they don't have a qualified elector. They don't define it. But they do in the District of Columbia. A qualified elector is a citizen of the United States. Now, wait a minute here. I know I don't have a college education, but I like logic. In the District of Columbia, a citizen of the United States is a qualified elector. How come it's not in Arizona or Texas or Alaska? Why? You see the word game? Elector to hold an office. But it doesn't say qualified elector is a citizen of the United States. It doesn't say a qualified elector is a citizen of Arizona. Why? That's these dang lawyers doing wordsmithing. They leave out a word here, a word there. Yeah, elector to hold an office. Here's a case that says, this is out of Arizona. A mere employee need only be a citizen of the United States. How does that work into the National Voter Registration Act of Arizona that they've adopted that says it's only for citizens of the United States? That means they're only employees. That's their own damn, their own stuff. Own dang thing, not mine. You see the problem we have here? But of course, if you don't have Westlaw, like I just look qualifications for public office, and I just looked under notes of decision, and I go down and there's some cases, and there's just, it just pops right out. So they ruled the right way, and they talk about the citizen of the United States in their brief, their opinion. I'll do a word search. I bet citizen of Arizona is not there. What do you want to bet? I'll do a search on it here. Citizen of A citizen of Arizona is not in the hold in this decision of the Supreme Court of the United States, July 1st, 2021. Isn't that a shocking thing? They don't exist anymore. They talk about a citizen of the United States. But what do they talk about? It says here, the voting qualification or prerequisite to voting or standard practice or procedure shall be imposed and applied to any state or political subdivision to deny or abridge the right of any citizen of the United States to vote on account of race and color. Whoopie-doo! What does that mean? Huh? What does it mean? And they cite the damn... I'm not kidding. They cite the National Voter Registration Act, 452 U.S.C. 10301A. They cite it. But they never tell the whole truth. I don't know how they get away with it. I know why, because probably most people have never read the opinion at all. No, I have. Why would you need to read it? No reason to read it. Just take the little news clip and you go with that and say, hey, that looks good. We won. Yeah, you won, but you don't even know that when you won, you lost. Unbelievable. Caller here. Let me look and see here. I got to find out where it's from here. James in Canada.
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Winterroad.
Just Ralph works.
Hello. Okay. I'm wishing you a good 4th of July.
You too. even though it's, you're in the wrong country.
I'm about 3 miles north of the 49th parallel here. You mentioned that quote by Sam Adams, and I was wondering if he was talking about Mitch McConnell. What do you think?
He was talking about most of Congress, senators and representatives.
Yeah. Just one more comment I wanted to make. It's good to hear President Trump out again. I heard his speech partially, the one he gave, I think it was yesterday. And he called out a lot of these guys, like Mitch McConnell, called out many, many people that should be held to task for this this election and a lot of other things. So I just wanted to make that final comment.
Absolutely. McConnell's been in 1993. He's been over in bed with a... He's married to a Chinese gal out of the Communist Party, and he's been in a shipbuilding business out of China.
Yeah. Well, you see, this is the thing. They're all taking money, and, you know, they're taking money, and it's a conflict of interest, right?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Malfeasance, misfeasance of office, and it's actually treason. They're aiding and abetting the enemy.
Yeah. Exactly. We're all gonna. It's gonna come down. It's gonna come down bad for a lot of people. I think that have been doing this. Because a lot of people. I just noticed these rallies that President Trump is having the last couple of weeks, and you can see the mood of the people, right? And this is a big deal. I think this is very important what he's doing, and I'm glad to see he's doing it again.
I haven't seen it, but I'm going to. I'll tell you what, if we don't fight, if this country goes down, the whole world goes down.
That's exactly my point. And, you know, I didn't call you just to, you know, say nice things, because if you guys go down, what happens to us up here? It's not going to work, you see.
No, so. You got a whole bunch of Chinese in your country right now.
Yeah. But they're some of them want to be here because they don't want to put up with the crap they deal with in China, you see. And those are the ones that they're going to make good citizens, even if they're in the United States or Canada, because they know what...
Oh, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the military. You've got military, Chinese military
yeah.
in your country.
Well, you're absolutely right, because I can recognize their speech when I take the commuter train, and I know where they stay, too. They're not staying too far from where I am.
Why are they there? Well,
they're there at the behest of the government in Ottawa for some ridiculous purpose, for some kind of whatever. You know, they'll cook it up. They'll just cook up the reason.
They're Canada's enemy. They're our enemy. They want to rule us, and I guarantee you, we do not want, we've already got this nonsense now of all of this censoring and all this other nonsense. I do not want to be under communism. Period. End of story.
Well, let me give you one more point then. The Chinese strategy is not to take the enemy on in a fair fight. The Chinese strategy is to sell them fentanyl and stuff like that, and let the enemy destroy himself on stuff like that. And I believe that's what's happening. So.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree. We're getting us fighting amongst themselves, and we're fighting everything that is constitutionally protected. We open the borders. Yeah. We create havoc there. We turn the criminals loose. We have no bond. We get around and get rid of the police, so there's no rule of law. On and on it goes.
Yeah. And another comment would be those people that are talking bad about the flag and whatnot, that's bad enough. But can you see how evil the people are who are supporting them and inciting them to do that, paying them money to get on their knees when the national anthem is played, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's the people behind the scenes, you see. This is the strategy, right, as you were saying, see.
But we need to get up We need to get a backbone and say, I want to not to tolerate it anywhere. You do it. I'm not going to support you. You are my enemy. I'm going to do everything I can to work against you. Period. End of story.
Well, Well, like what you mentioned, doing it in the schools, that's a start. Right? Why are these children being subjected to all this kind of stuff? It's ridiculous. I mean, it's got to be, up here, I just talked to some high school kids here yesterday, and I said, what's your favorite subject? Well, he said, you know, we do cooking. And it's like a 15 or 16 year old boy who would be, you know, interested in mathematics or, you know, physics or something like that. And they're teaching him how to cook, right? I mean, it goes on up here, right? And the whole LGBT thing, that's all part of the show, right? And you can't say nothing about that because everybody's, you can't do that. I was in China years ago, right? And I learned what they do and how they think and so on and so forth. And this is right out of a playbook, right? To soften and weaken the public and get them stupid, right? So
all right. They're really doing a hell of a job too.
Well, but as long as I got will to speak and I can use a phone, I'm going to call people like you up and say exactly what's on my mind. So
That's what we got to do and spread the word. And we got to call out these people when they do these crazy stuff. These teachers' unions need to be broke up totally. The parents should be in charge of the PTA meetings or whatever they call them today. The heck with the unions. Yeah. They're nothing. They're hired help.
Well, I think we have it worse up here with the teachers than you have down there. Of course, it depends on the state, right? But we got a problem, and of course, my family came up from the States at the beginning of 1900, and my grandparents both were Americans and were born and raised partially in the United States. So when I was visiting them in that part of the area of Canada, everybody was American or at least one generation removed, right?
Right.
And the whole society there was a lot different than, say, in the capital of the province and other places in Canada. And these people were real entrepreneurs, and they had a gift for seeing into the future. For example, by 1929, this one particular city in southwestern Saskatchewan had the first inland terminal in the whole of North America.
Wow.
And and they had vision, and my grandfather was one of them. My grandfather had the first General Motors dealership in 1920 in southwestern Saskatchewan. So I know a little bit about, you know, American entrepreneurship. So,
well, we got to get it back.
That's true. Yeah.
See, I think one of the things that's been going on is this Dominion and Smartmatic stuff. They've been ruling. They've been changing the our country by the voting machines. Yep. That's how we end up with these crazy ass people, or well, I'll say that word. These crazy people that are in charge. That, I mean, they're mindless. They want to get rid of the police. I mean, you can't. How do you have a rule of law if you got gangs running up and down the street? What are you going to do?
Yeah, and another dangerous trend is this anti-meat thing. Anti-meat. Well, we need meat. We need cattle, people to raise cattle, and I want to eat steak. I don't want to eat some kind of substitute, you know, some
Absolutely.
Kind of whatever they, you know, this is nuts.
Screwed, pissed off Canada, which they should be, by this old comrade Biden getting around and killing that pipeline. I mean, I hope those union people that voted for Biden are enjoying their time off.
Well, I don't think anybody voted for Biden except a bunch of machines and a bunch of, you know, but I get your point, you see. But that pipeline would have been good for Canada. It would have been good for the United States, because once the oil gets pumped to the 49th parallel, it's downhill all the way, right? because everything flows downhill south of the 49th parallel. So the pipeline would have been real easy to operate.
Yeah, but it's good for both countries, and it keeps our country and the sovereign as far as we're not depending on Arab oil.
Well, that's exactly the point. And but the jobs that were lost in the United States alone in 1 or 2 days was in the thousands in places like... Yeah, and again... Donald Trump, I listened to this speech he did yesterday, and he came right out and said it. He said, they're wrecking the country. And he was specific.
Absolutely.
He named names
they could,
and everything.
They could
like
be doing a better job if they did, if they put a communist in charge, because that's what we got. They're everywhere.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, and it's got to stop. And we, the people, got to start talking. We are talking, but we got to keep on talking and let people know how ridiculous it all is. Yeah.
We have to get these people out of these phony offices and get them gone. See, that's the thing, is we can't fight them. If you got an idiot in charge, you get rid of the idiot.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Well, I tell you, like I say, this thing, and of course the two liberals are, it's like, we got the Jim Crow. Do they honestly believe that the Negroes can't qualify and get to a voting booth? That they're not smart enough to get an ID and all that? What the Negroes, the black race ought to be up in arms. They're so stupid they can't do that. But yep, they can have a driver's license to drive. They can get a driver's license ID to go to bank. They can go down and get fringe benefits and all that ID stuff. But when it comes to voting, we're not able to get there. You know, it just goes to the race. You know, what a crock of smoke. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Pure lies. They get driver's licenses like everybody else does. They get ID because you can't do anything without an ID anymore. You can't cash a check. You can't get a driver's license. You can't do benefits. You can't do nothing. What are you going to do without ID? Technically, some of it may not be constitutional, but I guarantee you, it's the world we live in. Everybody, almost other than maybe some of the homeless folks, has an ID. And how can voting and putting a proper ID be based on race? It boggles the mind. That Stacey Adams down there out of Georgia, oh, gosh. And old Biden, the Jim Crow laws are back. And the Democratic Party did the KKK. They were against all the civil rights. They're the ones that's been screwing the black population as much as they could. They're trying to keep them stupid and on benefits. And they've been doing a dang good job of it. Why are these schools such piss poor schools? With all the money we throw at it. What kind of can't we teach them cooking and needlepoint? I have no idea what they teach. I don't know how they get through school and be so ignorant coming out the other end. What do they do all day? I don't know. I know one thing, the people need to get, if I have schools, get rid of these unions. I was in unions. I've been in the IBEW, Teamsters, Utility Workers of America. And the Teamsters, and especially the IBEW, is as Democrat as you'll ever get. They used to threaten me every year, you're going to donate. I said, you want to bet you? Never give one penny. Never. Not going to happen. These unions are really rotten. They're just like our senators and representatives. These people lie to us. I met the prospective senator that's going against Bukowski, and I brought up that the state of Alaska's judiciary has been taken over. They printed right at the front of the bar charter, we're going to rename the courts, the venues and stuff. Who gave them that power? I asked him, what would you do? Well, I don't know. I'm just running for office. I don't know if there's much I can do. Well, that tells me all I need to know. You're just running for office, and you don't need to know if something is totally unconstitutional. We, the people in Alaska, like everybody else, we don't have a constitutional court, and ours is easier to find because we come in on an equal footing with the other state with an integrated bar. We do not have separation of powers in Alaska. Don't hide it. People are like these, are like this gal. Well, I don't know. What am I going to do about it? I'm just running for office. To do what? Sit on your tush? We already got Murkowski. Heaven help us. She's as bad as Schumer, or worse, because she's a rhino. She cheated to get into office. They bought votes, and they printed it. And nobody does anything.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.